Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Future King, The Revenge of Magic, Book 3, by James Riley. Read by Kirby Hayborn. 1.
Since this is your first briefing, I'd just stay quiet and listen, Dr. Ambrose said to Fort, as they waited for the elevator in the slowly transforming hall of the new Oppenheimer School. The walls were being repainted from an awful puke green to a less horrible camouflage green, and all the posters talking about some red scare were being replaced with warnings about magic and not talking to strange creatures. I doubt I'll have anything to say anyway, Fort told her, still barely sure what was even happening. Just a few moments ago, Dr. Ambrose, the healing teacher at the school, had collected Fort from his room to head to this mysterious military briefing. All Fort knew was that according to the short news video Dr. Ambrose had shown him, an enormous black dome now covered the lower half of the United Kingdom. That, and whoever had made the dome, wanted Fort, along with his friends Rachel and Gia, handed over to them. Because of course they did. Just when everything seemed to be getting a little better, this had to happen. In the last week or so, things had been a bit chaotic for Fort. He'd learned enough summoning magic to travel between dimensions in the search for the monsters who had taken his father, while also fighting against a dragon, a city of dwarfs, and his own roommate, Gabriel. And that had been the easy stuff. The truly terrifying creatures Fort